Well, our live video stream to Facebook is not working this morning, and I just give up. It's the type of morning where I give up. Normally, I'll fight something all the way through. Nah, this morning, I just plain give up. We'll try again tomorrow. But I know this guy is working, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's been a real rough Monday morning. A lot of people complaining that they didn't get the stuff from the Google Drive. I don't know why it was there. You had no problem, right, Marshall?
No, I got it, but I forgot to upload it for the first forecast.
Okay, but yeah.
It was there. It was there.
And then my first live of the morning, I wasn't hearing any Skype tone. And if I didn't turn around and look at the computer screen, I would have never known that they were trying to get me. So I answered it. They hear me fine. I hear nothing in the headsets. So I immediately go to the Skype settings and look at the Skype settings. And I could see, you know, the VU meter for the microphone and everything vibrating all over the place. So, well, it's not that. I'm trying to think to myself, let me go into the computer settings. And I look there. It says headsets on, checked. So I have no idea. Anyhow, so he spoke to me over the phone. I answered over Skype. Then I rebooted, and then I said, let me look in the tray. I look in the tray. Microsoft did an update.
There you go.
The volume was at zero.
There you go.
Now, let me tell you. Monday morning. But anyhow.
Hey, Pat. Yes. Pat. So Saturday, got up to about 63 here, okay?
Right.
And then Sunday, it was funny. In the morning, I got up.
It was warm.
It was warm. It was like 57, 58 degrees. And I take the dogs out before I come into work. And all of a sudden, just incredibly heavy rain and wind that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I expected the temperature to drop.
It didn't.
It went up.
Mm-hmm.
We wound up at 67 yesterday.
Right. The cold air was lagging way behind the front. The front was the downpour and the gusty winds. And then the front was, the cold air lagged well behind it. And that was well forecast because we said that, you know, the entire weekend would be very mild. Record breaking all over the place, and it was. But it's over. You know, not that it's not still going to be mild for this time of the year, but it's not going to be that mild. That's for sure. Look at today, 40, with varying amounts of clouds. And then tonight, 25 to 30. But tomorrow, considerably cloudy, mid-40s, but you'll have sunshine. And then Wednesday, there could be a shower or two in the morning if it's left over. I doubt it highly. Otherwise, I think Wednesday's just going to be partly sunny. And the high should be near 50. Not bad. Thursday, a blend of sun and clouds, I think. Low 40s. And then real cold air comes in Thursday night. And Friday, in spite of sunshine, it is going to be cold. I don't think we'll get too freezing on Friday. Now, that is a key factor in what is going to happen to us Friday night and Saturday. All the indications are for a major storm to pull out of the Rockies and head for the Great Lakes. And once a storm gets into the Great Lakes, a second will reform along the New England coast. How quick it forms will determine if we get all snow and maybe some ice, or snow and ice changing to rain. Right now, I would get the shovels ready, starting Friday night.
Wow, how much snow do you think we get?
It's hard to say. People that don't change or mix, double digits. People that mix or change, single digits. That's all I'll say at this early stage of the game. Watching it all weekend long, and the model's been flip-flopping all over the place, but you know, I've seen this before. And, this is, part of payback, Marshall.
Well, you said the real heavy part of winter would start in the end of January and February.
Yeah, I still think that the heaviest part of winter will wait until late January. Late January into the middle part of February. That's my thinking. I could be totally, totally wrong again. But so far, so good I see.
I have to tell you this. A couple of listeners just notified me. Marshall, what do you mean you're not on Facebook? You're on Facebook. I look over at my Mevo camera. I've got it turned off, and it's not connected, right? So then I go to the Facebook page, and I have no idea, Pat, but we're streaming live on Facebook. I have no idea how I'm going to shut it off.
Wow.
Because it's not on here. It's not on. I've got the whole camera system shut down.
Wow.
But there I am. Oh, well. So now, how was your weekend?
It was nice. Saturday, I finished putting away all the Christmas decorations. I took down the computer editing desk because I bought a larger one. So I had to take that down, move all the equipment over, assemble the larger one, move it over to there, took care of all of that Saturday. Saturday night, joined a few friends for dinner locally. It was all right. Wasn't great. Not wild about the Italian restaurant we went to, but it was okay. Sunday, I went to church to find out that our former pastor passed away. He was sick. He was 90. God bless him. What an outstanding man. Outstanding man. Knew him for 3.5 years that I'm here. Always met the parishioners in the back of the church. He wasn't able to really say Mass, but he was able to read the gospel. I want you to know that he did walk down the aisle and up the altar steps and vice versa by himself, no cane, no help. And I had a lot of fun with him. I remember this past year when I came back from the cruise, because I had been up at the lake prior to that. That Sunday I went to church, and he's in the back. He goes, "Finally you showed up." And I said, "I've been at my community up in New Jersey." And he goes, "I have been looking for you." He goes, "Good to see you, Pat." I said, "Thank you." So on Christmas Day, Father Francis, our current pastor, said, "Hope everybody's Christmas is real nice." And he said, "I had the best Christmas ever." And he turned to his left and he said, Father Dwyer, who was there, he said, "Assisted me in midnight Mass last night," and everybody applauded. Now that was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And here it is January 12th and he's gone.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. So they will be laying him out in the church starting tomorrow for 3 days. There'll be thousands of people coming to see him. So that was it. I mean, it was kind of sad. But then yesterday I came home and I said, now it's time to clean out the garage because everything had just got thrown there anyway, which way, you know, while you're decorating. So I cleaned out the whole garage. It was such a beautiful day to do that. And that was it. And then I started working in the Weather Center.
Yeah, you were working early in the Weather Center.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I saw some of your postings on Facebook.
Oh, right, yeah, I was 5:15.
Yeah, you were there early.
Yeah, I just cannot sleep. I get up so early. I cannot sleep, Marshall.
Now, you've been there 3 years, right?
3.5 years.
All right. How is church attendance at this church to the one you used to be in on Long Island?
Much more crowded.
Okay.
Much more crowded. I used to go to the 8:30 Mass on Long Island, and 90% of the time, only half the church was crowded. This church, although a little smaller, is always packed. And the kids are there. The parents bring their children. The children go. And it's just very different, Marshall. You know, from the big cities to the country life, it is completely different. Same thing at the church up in up at the cabin in Northwest Jersey. Sunday morning, you know, their mass is at 8:30. Most of the time, the church is full.
Well,
see,
big difference. There's a difference.
There is.
All right. Well, there's no difference here because you and I are always full.
Yeah, and you better find out how to cut yourself off Facebook now.
I'm going to try to figure that out, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.